Cambridge today received the following open letter to the mayor and council regarding the decision to fly the Salvation Army Cambridge Community Services flag outside City Hall. I am writing to express my deep concern regarding the decision to fly the Salvation Army flag at Cambridge City Hall. While I recognize their charitable contributions, I believe this gesture conflicts with our city's commitment to inclusivity and equality for all residents, particularly those in the 2SLGBTQ+ community. Although the Salvation Army has publicly provided statements stating they do not discriminate, their history and actions regarding 2SLGBTQ+ rights have been inconsistent and contradictory, raising serious questions about their true stance on equality. The Salvation Army's public pronouncements on LGBTQ+ issues often clash with their actions and underlying beliefs, suggesting a deep-rooted inconsistency in their approach to this community. Despite publicly opposing conversion therapy, the Salvation Army's website once linked to organizations promoting this harmful practice under the guise of treating sexual addictions. The organization claims to support 2SLGBTQ+ individuals while simultaneously opposing same-sex marriage and maintaining that same-sex relationships go against the will of God. This contradictory stance creates a hostile environment for 2SLGBTQ+ individuals seeking support and acceptance within the organization. While they may offer essential services to vulnerable populations, their actions and underlying beliefs create barriers and perpetuate harm towards 2SLGBTQ+ individuals. While the Salvation Army has the freedom to practice and promote its religious beliefs, it is inappropriate for government entities to partner with them. Such partnerships create the impression of state endorsement of a specific religion, violating the Canadian Court's interpretation of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms to imply a principle of state neutrality in matters of religion. This means the government should not favor one religion over another or religion over non-religion. It must remain impartial and avoid endorsing or promoting any particular belief system. Government agencies, including those operating at arm's length, should maintain neutrality on religious matters and avoid collaborations that could be perceived as favoring one faith over others or those who do not subscribe to any religious beliefs. These inconsistencies demonstrate a concerning pattern of the Salvation Army saying one thing while doing another. This raises serious doubts about their commitment to true equality and inclusivity for 2SLGBTQ+ people. With the increased anti-2SLGBTQ+ sentiment in not only the country, and this city in particular where the vocal minority drown out the voices for equality with their F**CK Trudeau stickers on their vehicles and social media posts. If one were to fly a Sikh, Muslim, or Hindu flag, this same demographic would be in an uproar. I do not deny that the Salvation Army does in fact provide services to those in need, but their values and beliefs contradict the values of a safe and welcoming community which Cambridge is otherwise. By flying the Salvation Army flag at City Hall, we risk aligning our city with an organization that has a history of discriminatory practices and mixed messages regarding 2SLGBTQ+ rights. It sends a harmful message to our 2SLGBTQ+ residents and undermines our city's commitment to creating a welcoming and inclusive environment for all. I urge our city council to reconsider this decision. We must prioritize organizations that unequivocally demonstrate a commitment to serving all members of our community without prejudice. Donations have power. Make your generosity count by choosing a charity that aligns with your values of equality and acceptance. Guyansov, Cambridge.